Hello and thank you for accessing these home worship resources for November 29th, which is the first Sunday of Advent. Let us pray. O God of love and power, your word stirs within us the expectation of the coming of your Son. Accept all we offer you this day and sustain us with your promise of eternal life. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The gospel passage appointed for today comes from Mark's gospel in the 13th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. Jesus said, "But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. He will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four corners of the earth. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words of my lips and the thoughts and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Church buildings will look very different today in comparison to the way they looked last week. Some decorations have been brought in, and the process of getting ready for Christmas has begun. As well as putting some things in their place, we focus on the season of Advent. As you have no doubt heard often, this year won't be the same as other years. We gather in small groups in order to keep the spread of the virus at bay, and we have created new ways of staying in touch with others. Our world has been turned upside down, and we still don't know exactly what to make of things. We mourn the loss of the good old days, and we are unsure of what will happen next. There is a glimmer of hope on the horizon, but it seems so very far away, and so we may be free to cry out, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, O Lord God." These are the first scriptural words that will be read as we gather for worship upon the first Sunday of Advent, and I believe after the year we've had, they are very appropriate words. Isaiah wrote them in the context of a nation waiting to be delivered from its exile and who wished for a return to the days of being God's chosen people. Isaiah wrote about the desire for people to see once again a great and glorious sign from the heavens that God was doing something about the problem they perceived. We also look for signs, major signs, that something will bring the glory days back to us. What Isaiah and his people experienced instead was centuries of what seemed like silence from heaven, but was actually a necessary time of waiting. God had not abandoned them, as some suppose, but was faithful to the covenant made with Abraham, was working things out behind the scenes, as it were. So while we experience our own kind of exile, perhaps thinking about how God remained faithful to his covenant will help us cope with this struggle and urge us to stay awake. In the collect written for the first Sunday of Advent, we hear the words, "Let us cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light in the time of this mortal life in which your Son Jesus Christ came to us in great humility." That there are and will be works of darkness is not something that needs to be debated, because we see them all around. The cruelty and greed demonstrated in some quarters, the selfishness and lack of compassion demonstrated in other quarters, is enough to let us know that the works of darkness are still around us. But the somewhat daunting reality is that we all have within us the ability to be cruel, greedy, selfish, and devoid of compassion. That's certainly not how we wish to be, so it's quite appropriate to pray for help to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. We are asked to reclothe ourselves with God's clothing each day in order to grow in our understanding of the best way to live. While we walk through this time, we are asked to continue to be the people of God, sharing love and light with those around us. Even when the world has turned upside down, we can place our trust in the God who has adopted us into his family and who has given to us his Holy Spirit to comfort and guide our steps. As the other passages of Scripture appointed for the first Sunday of Advent urge us, it's important to stay awake during this time of waiting. This is a time of suffering on many levels, and we have all been touched in some way with the suffering that is going on around the world. There is a sense that this condition is out of the ordinary, and so we search for meaning and help to cope with or overcome the circumstances which have produced the suffering. At times like this, I'm reminded of some of the verses in Scripture which speak about suffering. In his letter to the Romans, for instance, St. Paul says this about suffering and hope: "We boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Not only that, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." You can find those words in Romans chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. Hope, you see, is a product that comes from our expectation of something good and our trust that God is faithful to his promises. Remember that the promised land was just a story for the escaping Israelites, but as they experienced God's faithfulness throughout their journey, they grew in their hope for something good to come from all their suffering. We have been promised a share in the glory of God and participation in the life of the age to come, and this indeed is something very good. Our remembering God's faithfulness in the past will help increase our hope in the promised future, and in the meantime, we will increase our endurance and have our character enhanced. Hope is at the center of the proclamation of the Church in witness to Jesus Christ, and it is part of the message of the season of Advent. Some years ago, the four Sundays of Advent were given names: hope, peace, joy, love. And this Sunday, we are asked to focus on hope. I struggle with how to feel hopeful in the midst of all that is going on. I have found moments of hope, like a candle in a darkened room, that have lifted my spirits. I find hope in the message of God that we are precious to Him. I find hope in the message that we have a destiny which will continue to bring a sense of purpose. I find hope in the fact that the Jesus I have come to know and love is the true ruler of the universe, so while things are in chaos right now, the future is in wonderful hands. I find hope in the evidence that God's kingdom is near and is influencing this world in which we live. The local Syrian family who have received support turned around and continued to support others. A group of people organized a collection of clothing for those who have very little. Food banks continue to support the hungry. Hospital staff continue to work in an effort to reduce suffering and facilitate healings. Generous people share their treasures with organizations which do good things, and on and on and on. One day, we are told, these kinds of actions will be the norm throughout the world. But for now, they are like a candle burning in a darkened room. But what a candle! It is the candle of hope which comes in the midst of suffering, and we, God's people, are bearers of that candle in all that we do. There may indeed be some great sign of God's work, but there are already some pretty powerful messages that God has not abandoned us to our fate. You and I and all other followers of Jesus Christ have been given the task to share that light. The season of Advent does indeed look toward the celebration of Christmas and its promise of good things to come. But this season also looks beyond that day of gifts and parties to the final day of God's vindication. So as we journey in this in-between time, may we continue to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. May we stay awake and continue to serve the Lord through the strength given to us by God's Holy Spirit, and lift the name of Jesus higher. Amen.